We understand post-Kriyas Yom Suf, Am Yisrael is in a very fragile state. They're in the wilderness, the Midbar. There's no natural sources of food or water or protection. And they begin to complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ribbono Shel Olam hears their tefillos both in regards to the water and the food. But in regards to the food, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for them the man that fell every single day, one portion per person for 40 years in the Midbar. And the way that the man is introduced in the parsha is as follows. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Shem says to Moshe, Nini mamtir lachem lechem min hashamayim. I'm going to shower down bread from Shemayim. V'yata'am v'laktu davar yom biyomo. And every single day the nation will go out and collect the man. L'man anasenu hayilich besorasi imlo. In order to test you, to test the Jewish people, will they follow in the Torah? Will they follow in the footsteps of the Kadosh Baruch Hu or not? And the Mefarshim all want to know, what exactly is this test? What's the test of the man that Hashem is alluding to when he speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu? Rashi explains quite simply that there are many laws and halachos which are attached to the man, such as only taking one portion per day. Another halacha is that you're not allowed to leave it over to the next day, otherwise it will spoil. Are people going to listen and go out on Shabbos and try to collect the man on Shabbos when we knew that it fell a double portion on Erev Shabbos? You weren't supposed to go out on Shabbos. And therefore the test, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is instructing Moshe Rabbeinu is to see whether they'll listen to the laws which are associated with the man themselves. However, the Svarno gives a slightly different interpretation, which I think is quite powerful. The Svarno explains what is Dana, said what is the test. Says the Svarno, Kishayayam, Misfarne Shalom Bitsar, Kamram Zalo Nasa Torah Lidrosh Ela Laochle Man. It's a bit of a cryptic Svarno, but I think what the Svarno is trying to say and allude to is the test of how will we use our time. We know that there was a very specific generation that received the Torah. It was the generation that left Mitzrayim. And that generation that lived in the Midbar for 40 years, they had a zchus, a bracha, of being provided with everything they needed. They had eventually the Be'er Miriam to provide them with water, the man to provide them with food and sustenance, the Anane Akavo to protect them, to shelter them, even when it was cold and hot outside. And therefore what the Svarno is saying is that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided every single thing that they needed, they had all that quote-unquote material, gashmias wealth, were they going to take advantage of the opportunity to invest themselves in Avodas Hashem, to accept the Torah, to inculcate it within their lives and make it part of their heritage to pass down from generation to generation. It was a specific nation that did not have any other responsibility when it came to the material world other than just learning Torah and passing it from one generation to another generation. And therefore, that was the test. Were they going to take advantage of the time that they had? Were they going to take advantage of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to provide everything for them, and therefore they were free to completely dedicate themselves to spiritual pursuits towards Avodas Hashem? And I think this idea of the Svarno is a very powerful one and very applicable to the generation that we live in. Baruch Hashem, we live in the most affluent of times. And even though it's a very difficult time period right now during Corona and people certainly are going through financial stresses, but nevertheless, we are Baruch Hashem provided for in ways that previous generations couldn't imagine. They couldn't even dream of the material wealth that we have this list to have. And therefore the question to us is as follows. During this time period and in general, are we going to take advantage of our time? Here in Eretz Yisrael, there's a lockdown and many people can't go to work. Does that mean that you're going to waste the time that now is afforded to you, or are you going to use it towards better tefillah, better Torah, better Avodas Hashem, better Shmiras HaMitzvos? And so too when it comes to anybody's life situation, the fact that Baruch Hashem, we've been provided so much, are we going to take advantage of that opportunity? And that is the idea that the Svarno is trying to tell us. And if we're able to do so, then we'll be able to rise to the challenge and we'll be able to fulfill and pass that test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us with flying colors. Bezer Hashem, we should rise to the challenge, take advantage of the opportunity, and everybody should have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.